There are moments in Scripture that perhaps reflect the ordinariness of life. We have been celebrating Christmas. We've sung a hymn tonight that reminds us of the Holy Nativity. We do remember that following the birth of Jesus, the requirements of the Messianic law had to be fulfilled. According to Jewish custom and law, the firstborn child was to be brought to the temple to be committed to the Lord on the eighth day, according to the law of Moses. And we see a young couple coming to the temple courts. A young couple with a baby in their arms, an act that would have been repeated, I'm sure, several times in the history of Israel. But this child was different. This child was the Saviour of the world. This child had been born in Bethlehem, where the angels sang, and the star shone brightly, and the wise men came from afar. Nothing like that now. Just a simple act of obedience to the word of God, and we find that Mary and Joseph bring the child. They bring him into the presence of the living God in the temple of the Lord. And there were two people there, two quite amazing people. One of them was named Simeon. But Simeon is one of Scripture's greatest examples of patient hope. That's what we see clearly here. The word of God reminds us that he was a righteous man, devout, and waiting for the consolation of Israel. And he had been promised by the power of the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he would see the promised Messiah. Imagine carrying that promise in your heart for years, never doubting it. Now, in his old age, he must have wondered, will the Lord take me before I will see this promise fulfilled? But it wasn't to be. We find that he would see the one who would come. And immediately, the Holy Spirit stirred in his heart and revealed to him that this child that was being born by Mary and Joseph was the one he had waited for. And the great Magnificat, the words of the Magnificat, which we find here in the Gospel of Luke. Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light of revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel. My eyes have seen your salvation. Not will see, not might see, not one day will come, but he had seen and beheld the promise of God fulfilled. Simeon teaches us how to wait and be patient. Simeon teaches us the way of faithfulness and fidelity when we trust in God. For one day our eyes shall see him too. And that's the wonderful promise that we have. We do not know the day or the hour, but that day will surely come when we too shall see the Messiah face to face. And then, of course, Anna was there as well. What an incredible lady this was. A life of worship. Anna had not lived an easy life. It was a long and difficult life. She'd been widowed young. She spent decades in the temple worshipping, praying and fasting. And she was, while Simeon was a picture of patience, she was a picture of perseverance. And she waits for God. She worships and prays him. Her life was not one of wasted time. It was a time of honouring God. And now God had fulfilled that promise in her life when she too beheld the coming of the Messiah, the promised one. And so we too see in these two wonderful people from the Gospel of Luke the wonderful story that remains for us today as those who, as we leave Christmas behind and enter a new year, hold on to the promises of God as well, because he will fulfill those promises. He will be with us when we trust and believe in him. What an example of perseverance. What an example of patience. Sometimes we are impatient. We want God to work now. I look at the news sometimes, the news that comes from all over the world, where there are wars and rumours of wars, and I say, Lord, why don't you do something? Why don't you intervene? Well, God will in his time, not in ours. And that's what we must do, because we believe, like David of old, that God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. And if our hearts are troubled, then we go to him. We trust him even more, implicitly in his intentions, implicitly in the providence of his grace. And sometimes if we feel weary in our Christian lives, as I said this morning, you know, sometimes when we have been brought up in Sunday school from our childhood days, we become so familiar with the story of Jesus and his love that sometimes it loses its power in our lives. Tell me the old, old story of Jesus and his love. It's an old, old story, but dear friends, in the power of the Holy Spirit, it's always new and it's always empowering. And we must remember that. and honor this poor woman, who in so many ways declared to us what perseverance is. The seasons of her life had passed her by. She knew what loss was, and yet she glorified God continually. And so these two people give us, if you like, that sense of what we must follow in our Christian lives day by day. Being patient. Now, sometimes I'm the most impatient people of all. I must admit that. You went to ask Yvonne. I want to do things and I want to do them now, you know. And she said, hold on a little bit, you know, let's talk about this. And sometimes if I do what I think is right, I end up with egg on my face and I should have listened to her in the first place. Yeah, that's the reality. That's how we are sometimes. And as I said earlier, in this troubled and dark world in which we live, how long will it be, Lord, before there will be some peace in the world? How long, Lord, will it be before we can see the fruits of love and compassion and grace rather than the arrogance and the greed of man? How long will it be, Lord? How long will it be? And you know, that was the prayer of the early church who suffered great persecution. How, come quickly, Lord Jesus, was their prayer. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. But they learned and we learned that God has eternity to work out his purposes. And just read the patience of those in Scripture who waited upon the Lord, were those who followed him like the disciples. Jesus had to teach them what it is to be patient and to wait for the fulfillment of the promises of God. And it's the same for us. Dear friends, when you look on the news tonight, I know that perhaps you feel like me, disappointment, frustration at the evil of men. And there's darkness in our land. Sometimes I don't even want to put the news on, to be honest with you. Just want to see it. And sometimes I want to switch over to something that is perhaps more entertaining and will take my mind off what's happening in the world around us. But that's a cop-out. Because as Christians, we must pray for the coming of the kingdom of God. We must be patient. We must be like Simeon. Wait for the promise to be fulfilled. Because let me tell you this evening, God keeps his promises. He keeps his promises. And he will fulfill all that we need in our lives at this time when we pray and when we commit ourselves to him and pray the prayer of relinquishment to him. I've often mentioned Catherine Marshall's book, To Live Again, where she speaks about the problems of her life, when she spoke of the impatience that she felt, when she looked back in her life and realized that she was often someone who did something so impulsively and found herself sometimes in a distant land, far from God, frustrated and angry with God even for not acting, not in coming into her life as she wanted him. And then she found the prayer of relinquishment. Here I am, Lord, I pray, but I can do nothing more now other than commit this to you. And we commit our concerns, our anxieties, our fears to a God who will, on our behalf and on the behalf of those who pray and trust and believe in him, will fulfill all the promises of the Word of God. Because he will do that. 1,000 ages in thy life is like an evening gone. Yeah. Don't be impatient, dear friends. Trust like Simeon. Be patient and wait upon the Lord. In the time that we have on earth, let us do good. Let us be lights in the world of which we are a part. Let us, as the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, be an example to the world of what the world should be. Let them see in us something of the glory of God and the patience and the love of the Father. Let us feed the hungry. Let us be with the lost and the ostracized and those who are displaced in our world. Let us stand before the many who are in need in our world. Let's proclaim the all-sufficiency of Jesus Christ, that many might come to know of him and join with us in this work and see in him the fulfillment of all the promises of God. And let us remember that Jesus said that a sparrow doesn't fall from the sky, that God doesn't know of it, and even the hairs of our head are counted. Believe that. He cares. He loves. And when we trust and believe in his purposes, then one day, when we shall be with him, we will be able to look back and to know that each step of the way he was there. Simeon knew it. Now, he said, now lettest thy servant depart in peace. I'm ready to go now, Lord, because I've seen the fulfillment of your promise. So let's learn the lesson of patience, and let us trust more in the implicit goodness of God. And then Anna, who has a sense of perseverance that we must follow. The reality of Anna is fascinating in a sense. This woman must have to many people, looked like a bit of an oddity, you know. Can you imagine? A bit of an eccentric. I see her like a Margaret Rutherford figure, you know, that old actress? Fussing about, but determined. You know, you can get elderly ladies like that. I say that in great respect, by the way. You know, they know what they're doing. They're determined to do it. And we've known many people in the church of that age and that group who have lived a life of faith and perhaps have come through all the difficulties and the losses of life, but yet have that absolute perseverance and determination that they know and they trust. This was Anna to a T, I believe. And she was fasting and she was praying and she was praising God. She must have looked a bit of an eccentric. And yet here was one who knew and understood that through her perseverance, she too would be rewarded. She gives thanks to God. She tells others about the child. Anna shows us that encouragement is something that comes from us when we trust and believe in Him. Her life reminds us that no reason is wasted and no season is wasted in our lives, no matter how old or young we are, to persevere in the faith. And that is something that is so important in our lives as well, perseverance. Perseverance. So easy to give up on things, isn't it? This is a time of year when people make resolutions, you know? And as I said this morning, I make my resolutions and I keep them till about now. And then they tend to fade in the background. Have you had that experience? Yeah, I thought, right. Beginning of a new year, I'm going to get fit, I'm going to walk every morning. I do walk every morning. I'm going to go on a diet, I'm going to lose weight. Yeah, to get this sort of past physique that is long gone. But then I think, what's the point at my age? I might as well leave things as they are, you know what I mean? We feel that sense of discouragement. We feel, what's the point? What's the point? And you know, I sense that in Wales, where many people who worshipped God and praised Him and came to a knowledge perhaps early in their lives of Him in the Sunday school, and they've lived lives far away from God, and they must be saying, now what's the point? We see these empty chapels around the town in the country in which we live, and they were testament to days long gone. What's happened, dear friends? Have we become disillusioned? Have we as a nation lost our roots? Because our roots are grounded in revival. Our roots are grounded in Howell Harris and William Williams Pantacillian and Anne Griffiths, who proclaimed the word of God and who were grounded in that which God had accomplished in their lives. They persevered, and we are entered into that heritage, but sadly, so many disregard that today, and they're losing something so wonderful, something so life-changing, something that the world cannot compare with, because what we believe and what Anna believed and what the saints of God believed, that there's more than just these 70 years and 10 or whatever extra we get. There is something of eternal worth in the gospel of Jesus Christ. There is something that has to do with the goodness and mercy of God being displayed in the lives of those who serve Him. A life-changing dynamic that can change people for good. I once was lost, said Newton, and now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. We need to pray that this land of ours will come back again to worship the true living God and come to an experience of God's saving grace in the Lord Jesus Christ. And how do we do that? Well, like Anna, by praising and worshipping Him and having seen His glory, to share Him with others. She went around and said, I have seen the child. We have seen Him. We have seen the fullness of God in Jesus. We have beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So let's persevere in this new year. Let's listen to the voice of the Spirit. Let's pray that as a church and as a community, we might seek God's will for the future. Because if we don't do that, Lord said, dear friends, we will lose our vision, we will lose our sense of hope. But if we are so beset with things as they are, if we look down instead of up, if we think, well, things are so bad, there's this pointless going on, then we lose the very essence of the fullness of God's dynamic intervention in human history when He came as a baby to Bethlehem and offered salvation and eternal life to all who believe. Yeah. That's the greatest reward. That's the greatest joy we know. It is only not now for eternity. That's the promise. What can compare with that? What can compare with that? Nothing can compare with that. Not one little bit. And so, dear friends, Anna was an example to us of that perseverance. To persevere in the faith. to give thanks to God for his faithfulness and for his love, and to seek every opportunity of sharing the good news of Jesus. And so as we look at Simeon and as we look at Anna, what do we see in the end? My eyes have seen your salvation. I preach to a Sunday evening congregation. I know you have seen his salvation. Be grateful for that. Be grateful. Thank God that you have been led, and by grace you have been led to commit your lives to Christ. Be grateful for that which God has given you. It is more precious than gold. Be gracious that, like Simeon, your eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared before the foundation of the world. That's the capacity and greatness of the love of God for you and me and his people tonight. Let's be grateful for that. Let's sing his praises. Let's be the church. Let's share the good news and be content then, as Catherine Marshall said, to leave those big things that we cannot comprehend and we feel we can do. Leave it to him. It's already in his keeping. And his kingdom is going to come. Simeon is an example to us of that fortitude, that determination, that certainty that God would reward him, and he will reward all who come to him. What will he give us? A crown of life, a place in glory. When we cast our crowns before thee, lost in wonder, lost in glory, lost in praise. And what does Anna teach us? Persevere in the faith. Keep going. Don't shirk. Don't look back. Because sometimes the devil can lead us to our past lives. He can do that. Oh, look what you did then. Oh, dear, dear. Wouldn't you like to go back and make it right, sir? Oh, look at those words you said. Look at that silly. Look at the way you lived once. Oh. But, you know, he's on borrowed time. Because on the cross, Jesus dealt with all our sins and shortcomings. On the cross, he said, it is finished. The past is gone. My chains fell off. My heart was free. The freedom of the saints of God. And in persevering in the faith, of seeking to do his will in this community which is a part, growing in faith day by day as we come closer to him. I pray that those two characters tonight have been a help to us. I pray that they've given us some sort of insight into the way in which we in these days should follow their example. To ordinary people, they weren't the Pharisees or the scribes. The Lord didn't bother with people like that because their hearts were so hard. But he deals with people in a way that's so wonderful, so revealing. When we open our hearts to him, like Simeon and like Anna, and to be sure. And so, dear friends, Luke 2:21 holds such truth. God reveals himself to those who are faithful, those who are patient, those who are worshipping him. Mary and Joseph obeyed. Simeon waits, Anna worships, and they all saw him. Imagine holding a little baby with tears coming, flowing from his eyes. I have seen your salvation prepared before the foundation of the world. Words that come to us tonight and give us that hope. May we live faithfully. May we wait hopefully. May we wait lovingly in the church for each other. May we worship, and may we know that we too have beheld that which has been prepared for the salvation of the world. Our eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. Amen.